Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of CSUN 2017.
The biggest names,
provocative interviews,
and wall-to-wall exhibit hall coverage.
Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
On the American Foundation for the Blind website, you'll find everything you need to know about blindness and visual impairment. Search our national job bank, discover the history of Helen Keller, read our blog on current issues, find professional resources, and even more. Our site is completely accessible. Check it out at www.afb.org.
Now, here's Shelley Brisbane.
I'm at the IREAT booth talking with Steve Bennett from Dolphin. Dolphin has a couple of great new products, and Steve's going to tell us all about them. Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm really well, Shelley. Yeah, so we've got in front of us a guide reader, which will be released this month, and it comes in two forms, pod version, like a set-top box, and a tablet version.
And the pod version is, as you say, about the size of a set-top box. It looks kind of like an Apple TV or a Roku device, something like that.
I think that's a really good measure of it, yes. It's about that size, but in fact, it's a Windows tablet. So, and it just plugs into the back of your TV on a HDMI input, or you can have a separate monitor for it.
Okay, tell us what the guide reader does.
Right, so what the guide reader does is it simplifies the process of finding a book via NLS or Bookshare, downloading that book, and then actually being able to play the book if it's just text or whether it's audio. You could do all of those. Alternatively, you can transfer the book onto another device as well, and you can do that from in Guide Reader.
So what's the advantage of having it connect to a television?
So the advantages here is, so rather than waiting for the cartridge to turn up with your next book via the mail, what you can do here is you can pick the book that you want and you can queue up three or four at the same time, and then you can put them on the stream units as well. So total flexibility for you to get those. And it's a real simple process. It must be because I can do it. So.
And it does have an interface for somebody who's low vision. So why don't you describe what's on the screen?
Okay, so the interface is designed for someone who is low vision or blind. So what we have in front of us is a screen, and there, in fact, in the home screen, the main menu, there are six items. And what I'll do is I'll just arrow through them, shall I?
Great.
Okay. So.
Continue reading the keying. 1 of 6. Newspapers, books, 2 of 6. Newspapers and magazines, 3 of 6. Tools, 4 of 6. Settings, 5 of 6. To change your color, voice, touch settings and more, select this option.
So where do the newspaper and magazines come from?
So what you'll need is, if you've got your NFB Newsline subscription, then you can pick up those from there. But I'll tell you what, let's go and get a book as if we were getting something from NLS.
That's good.
Okay, so I'm just going to go back to books.
Books, 2 of 6.
Books.
There are 4 options. My books, 1 of 4. To view a list of the books which you have available, select this option.
And the next one?
Find a new book, 2 of 4. To visit an online library and find a new book, select this option.
Here we go.
Online libraries. There are 15 options. Pass and lesson broken. 1 of 15.
Okay, so you'll have to excuse me because there's a version here that's got lots of libraries. So I'm just going to scoot round to NLS and scoot over some of the European libraries, which people won't use here.
EPUB, INLA, Legimus, NLS Bard, 11 of 15.
I've already put my login in, so I don't have to do that. But if this is the first time, I put my login and username, and it would fetch my book key when I did that.
There are 9 options. Search the collection. 1 of 9.
And so.
My wish list. 2. Most popular book. Browse by author's last name. 5 of 9.
So now we're on the website or the website API. So let's go by most popular books.
Most popular book. 4 of 9.
Enter. Just going.
Search results. There are 11 options. Cross the line. 1 of 11. Patterson, James.
So let's just press enter there, but there are lots more.
Download book options. There are 2 options. Download. 1 of 2. To download this book, select this option.
And that was it. I'll press enter. And then the book would start coming in. When it's in, I can press play and the book will play.
So easy it is to get a book.
Is there any way, once I've downloaded it via the guide reader, to move it to another device, or would it just be better for me to use whatever other device I might already be using for BARD or NLS?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Shelley. So what I'll do is I'll go back into a book I've already downloaded, and I'll go back into My Books. So if I press back,
search results,
back.
One of four. To view My Books, there are 10 options. The Keening, one of 10. To read, copy. The Keening, there are four options. Read, one of four. Book information, two of four. Copy to device, three of four. To copy this book to another device, select this option.
And then it will find the USB plugged-in device in the side, and then you can just transfer it to some. So if you've used your common book key, then it will just transfer to your stream unit or whatever other player you've got.
That's actually a really great option for somebody who might be being assisted by somebody else. Say, for example, somebody who has vision who wants to help somebody get their books.
Yeah, I agree. It is. So, and of course, you get to pick the books, because sometimes a book comes and it's not the one that you thought it would be, or it's not the genre that you'd hoped, or something on those lines. So you can literally go back and get another book straight away. And what I think people will do is they'll queue three or four books up and download them at the same time, and then pick and choose the book they want to read.
Sure. And I'll just say, from a low vision perspective, the interface is very high contrast. It's a dark background, but with light borders and light iconography and big text. Is there flexibility in that interface?
Yeah, you can change the colors here. If I press the plus button, which changes the volume, if I keep my finger on it on the Bluetooth remote, it actually makes the icons bigger, and then it will make them even larger. And I can, of course, change the colors. And if I get beyond the larger size of the icon, it will turn into a text option as well. So, and then I can arrow through that as well.
Oh, that's great. Now, it's HDMI, so I could connect it either to a television or to a computer monitor?
Yes, you can indeed. Well done.
So what else do I need to know about Guide Reader Pod is the name of this device, right?
Yeah, so it comes as the hardware and the software come as a full kit. It runs at $545, and that gives you the, as long as you've got a subscription to NLS and NFB, Bookshare, you can use those, or if you've just got one, you can pick them. There is some other free stuff that you can pick up from Gutenberg and EPUB, but it tends to be out of copyright stuff.
So tell us about the Guide Reader tablet device.
So really similar interface, but you've got a graphical interface. Obviously, you can use it via the touch screen. So you can either tap the icon and you can change the size of those. All that movement of cursoring through, going left and right through the icons, there is actually some hot zones on the tablet. You can do the same as well. So if you're low vision, you can use the arrows interface. If you're blind, you can still use the tablet, and it's nice to pop in your bag, and you use the Bluetooth remote, which comes with that device as well.
Is the tablet only for guide reader functions, or can I use it as a regular tablet?
It's only for guide reader. So once you turn the tablet on, guide reader will start, and you turn off from within guide reader to actually stop it working.
And I think you said it's a Windows 10-based device?
Yeah, it is. So both of these devices are effectively Windows 10, but what we're doing is we sort of hide that away so people can just use the functions of the Guide Reader, basically.
Right, it looks nothing like a Windows 10 device. It just looks like a bunch of large, high-contrast icons on my screen. And then right now we have menus and settings and the like. And what's the book reading experience like? Obviously, it's oriented towards speech, but would somebody read a book on screen if they have some vision?
Yeah, they can. So you can change the size of the text on there. So what I'll do is I'll just bring the text size down, the items down. I'll just lower the size of the icons that I've got on there. And what I'll do then is I'll go to a book. Okay, so...
Read. One. Press OK to play or pause.
So if I press a... So the icon, the book is there, so I press the OK.
Quality feedback. We work hard to make those changes and republish the books.
I'm just going to stop it speaking. If I press a long pause on the plus, then it will change the size of the text. And then if I keep doing that, the text will go bigger and bigger and bigger to a point of where I find it comfortable for my sight. And then I can change the colors. At the moment, it's white text and a black background with a yellow highlight. I'm going to make it a little bit bigger now.
And I guess we should point out you're using a remote that I presume comes with the guide reader.
Absolutely. So I think it should be at a point where it should be comfortable for more people now. I'm going to press enter.
Quality issue. See all reported book quality issues. Begin content. Table of contents. Also by...
So just as an aside there, there's a... If I press a long press on the A button of the remote...
There are 8 options. Book quality. Heading level 2. 5 of 8.
And you can navigate through the headings there as well, if you wish.
And will the images that are in the book appear in there as well, as just only text?
Yeah, if the book has been made in that way, yes, they will.
Right, if it's an EPUB or something like that.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Shelley. That is the case, yes.
And then as the book was reading, the word that was being read was highlighted. I assume you could adjust that highlighting a different way.
Yeah, and again, that's something you can change. So if a yellow highlight isn't suiting you, you can actually turn that off or make it a different color.
So let's just talk again about the tablet for a bit. So what's the pricing and availability on the Guide Reader tablet? Is that the correct name?
It did. Thank you very much. Yeah. So that runs at $595, and it comes with the software and the tablet and the Bluetooth remote.
And are both of these products available now?
So the pod will be available this month, and the tablet should be available. It's likely to be 2 months. Okay, so we just need to get approval, a couple of more approvals to make sure the tablet works right. So the pod is, we're ready to release now.
Great. Let's get some contact information for Dolphin or for IREAT if people are interested in learning more.
Yeah, so Dolphin is, our website is yourdolphin.com, so it's yourdolphin.com. And if you're looking for Guide Reader, that would be yourdolphin.com/guidereader. And if you're looking for IRIE, that's IRIE-AT.com. All right, and then you can speak to those guys there.
Great. Thanks so much, Steve, for your time. I appreciate it.
Shelley, you're welcome. Lovely to see you.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2017.